This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Today I'm talking to Katie Wyatt, an independent filmmaker based in Lakeland, Florida. She's working on a film about women in aviation. So, Katie, thanks for talking to us today. And to start out, can you tell me about this project and how did you get involved in it?
Well, Fly Like a Girl is a feature-length documentary that I am directing, and Indie Atlantic Films, who I work for, is producing. And really, it got started, gosh, it's probably been 3 or 4 years ago now. I was a teacher previously before I started working in production full-time, and I taught fourth grade. And I was sitting, I remember I was sitting one day with a girl, a young woman in my class, and we were working on math problems, and she was really struggling. And she told me at one point that some girls just, you know, aren't good at math. And I think that really stuck in my head for a couple of reasons. But one of the reasons was I remembered a fifth grade teacher I had that had told me that I wasn't very good at math. And so it became more and more apparent to me that a lot of our young girls really feel like they aren't good at math and they aren't good at science. And there's this sort of gap in the relationship to STEM subjects. And so around that same time while I was teaching, I also got into aviation a little bit. And I started attending, I have to give credit to the Sun and Fun Fly-In and Expo, because it's right in our backyard here in Lakeland, Florida. And I attended one of the fly-ins and I saw Patty Wagstaff fly. And I was just blown away by her skill and her dedication. And I went and read a little bit about her story. And then from there, I just started reading more books and articles, and I got to hear a couple of other women speak, like Dr. Mae Jemison and some STEM speakers who came to our area, and I just felt really inspired by what these women were doing. And so the more and more I thought about it, the more and more I wanted to think about a way to really help our young women see other women who are really excelling in their fields of STEM and aviation. And so the idea of doing a documentary around women aviation came about, and we started thinking about how we would do that. And so we thought, well, in order to inspire women, we need to obviously look back at the history of aviation, but then also look at what women are doing today. And then our goal with the film is to also ask the questions of why aren't more women and girls involved in aviation, and how can we change that? And so that's sort of the long version of how we got started with the film.
Okay. Well, that's a big question that people have been asking for a while. And
yes.
And I know, well, you found yourself in a good spot just being in Lakeland. You kind of stumbled into the world of aviation there.
Correct. Yes. We're very fortunate.
I see. So what is the status of your project right now? Are you working on it, or are you just getting going?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're in the early stages of production. Again, being in Florida, which has a really thriving aviation community, we were fortunate that we were able to connect early on with some women to interview. We've already actually interviewed Patty Wagstaff, and then Bea Haidu, who was one of the WASP, and a young woman who graduated from Polk State College, actually here in Lakeland. She just graduated from their aerospace program. And we were fortunate to be able to interview them and have them be willing to talk to us. And so what we've done with their interviews is we've cut up the teaser trailer that you can see online. And we're using that, of course, they'll be included in the final documentary as well, but we're using that to show people what we're doing with the project and also to start raising funds so that we can really move on to the second step of production, which is our goal is this summer and into the next year to really travel around the United States and capture a wide variety of women in aviation. Some women whose stories are well known, some women who their stories might be more hidden and people don't know them yet. And of course, we want to highlight the many diverse aviation fields, you know, everything from pilots to engineers to mechanics to scientists to aviation meteorologists, drone pilots. And we just really want people to understand that aviation is a diverse and really exciting field to be in.
And you're just doing this very independently, right? And trying to raise the money on your own?
Yes, our production company, Indie Atlantic, has been backing the project independently up until now. And we've really put a lot of our own money into this, the project. And honestly, we've been thinking a long time about how to do more funding, and crowdfunding was suggested to us by a number of people, and we just felt like it was a good way to start for us because we really want to be able to tell the story in an authentic way. And so we felt like by crowdfunding that gave us a chance to really get going with the story and to widen the stories, not just Florida, and to really travel and get to meet some different women that are doing just amazing things in the field. So yes, up until now, it's been completely independently funded.
Wow. So once you get this up and, you know, presuming you get the money that you need and you're able to create the film, yes, then what happens?
Well, our goal is to enter into film festivals. And because we really feel like this is a story that needs to be seen on a national scale. And, you know, a lot of people, if you've seen the movie Hidden Figures, I feel like that just shows us how much people are craving more female role models and roles that show women doing smart, intelligent, hardworking things. And so our goal is to really get this on a national scale. And so our first step is going to be to look at film festivals. We're not sure exactly which one yet. There's a lot of rules and guidelines that go into that. And then from there, we'll see, you know, what might happen from a film festival.
Okay, because what you would be looking for is you need to get wider distribution.
Correct. Exactly. Yes.
I see. So if our listeners are interested in learning more about your project, how would they find out more?
They would go to flylikeagirl.film, and from there, they can find links to all of our social media pages. There's two teaser trailers that are up right now. There's also links to our Indiegogo page where we're doing our funding. But everything they would need to know is there.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, and good luck with your project.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for your time.